and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by FIVO. I am your host, Tracy Sandler, and I am here with a snack-sized episode as the 49ers are heading into their third and final preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders. The 49ers have spent so much time in Vegas over the last couple years, and therefore I too have spent so much time in Vegas over the last couple years. I could definitely use a break. But this is not about me. This is about a team on the cusp of cutting down to the 53-man roster come Tuesday, August 27th. So I have lots of news to report to you from the week that was. I will start with safety Talanoa Hufanga, who has received clearance to participate in football drills. Kyle Shanahan said he's been training for 2 days and taking 2 days off. The hope is that this all goes well and that this week went well and that maybe he can start practicing next week. That would be a big boost for San Francisco. Another interesting injury situation to talk about is rookie wide receiver Ricky Pearsall. He really has spent very little time in training camp. Obviously, he's not played in any preseason games. He injured his shoulder in minicamp OTAs. He was wearing a blue non-contact jersey, came to training camp on the NFI list with a hamstring issue, and then re-aggravated his shoulder a couple days into practice, and he has not been practicing since. So this becomes interesting for the 49ers at wide receiver, because wide receiver is already a very, maybe up in the air isn't quite the right word position, but with Brandon Ayuk holding in and apparently nothing having changed in terms of those contract talks, and Trent Taylor doing really well at punt returning. However, now rookie Jacob Cowing is back from injury and seems to be able to do punt returns. He's been really successful at it in practice and in games, which means he should have no trouble getting on the 53, and perhaps Trent Taylor goes to the practice squad. So if you assume the Brandon Ayuk issue will get figured out, and that is assuming a lot at the moment, but if you assume that, you have Ayuk, you have Deebo Samuel, you have Juwan Jennings, of course, thought Ricky Pearsall, and then Jacob Cowing, and then it's Chris Conley, Ronnie Bell, Trent Taylor vying for that final spot. Now, we'll see with Pearsall. Will he end up having to start the season on IR or the PUP list? We really have no idea. No one has said anything as such, but it is certainly something to monitor over these next few days. And then that sixth spot becomes a big one. Like I said, I think Trent Taylor can end up on the practice squad. So the question is, do the 49ers want to keep Ronnie Bell, who has had really good training camp, has not had the best couple of preseason games? Of course, third preseason game is an opportunity for that to change, but it's going to be an uphill battle because Chris Conley has done really well. But again, that's somebody who also could go to the practice squad. So that is definitely a position group to take a look at. Some more injury news for you is that guard John Feliciano had knee surgery, and Kyle Shanahan said he hopes that Feliciano will be able to return halfway through the season. Now, you may remember Kalia Davis also had knee surgery, and he is supposed to be out half the season. Ambry Thomas has a broken forearm. He's supposed to be out half the season. There is a rule this year that a team can have two players on IR and bring them back in during the season without them counting against the 53-man roster. So with these injuries at play, it will be interesting to see how that all shakes out. The cornerback position has been one to watch this whole camp, and Renardo Green has really established himself to be the player they thought he would be when they drafted him this past April. He has the ability to be inside and outside, much like D'Amador Lenore. So the 49ers have been really happy with him. So, of course, you have Charvarius Ward, D'Amador Lenore, Isaac Keaton, who has been injured the last couple of weeks, but I think their plan is still to have him in that CB3 role, Renardo Green. And then there's kind of a competition there between Darrell Luter and Samuel Womack. And Luter had been injured some of camp, but has really come on in the last couple of weeks. He's done well in the preseason. And the other thing with Luter is he has good special teams ability. Samuel Womack does as well, but it feels like Luter is someone that they look at more as the future. So something else to watch. And these are things that you look at in a third preseason game, because this is the game where guys are fighting for spots on that 53-man roster. A reminder that Kyle Shanahan says every year on cut down day that it's the initial 53-man roster. Of course, they can now have 16 people on the practice squad, and things change all the time. And often the 53-man roster that will come out Tuesday, August 27th will be different Wednesday, August 28th. So that's something to always keep in mind. And I always say this too, not to get on my soapbox, but these are people's livelihoods and jobs, and it's a tough day and it's a hard day. And I ask Kyle Shanahan every year, is this the hardest day of the year? And he always says yes, but he goes into what I said before. There's the practice squad and things change. So just some things to keep an eye on. And those are positions to keep an eye on, of course. Now, John Lynch said on KNBR that rookie Dominic Pooney has earned the starting right guard spot, which is really fantastic for him. I think it was somewhat of a surprise, but the 49ers saw something in him when they drafted him. And even Fred Warner's been giving him praise, and they're really happy with him in Santa Clara. So congratulations to Dominic Pooney on that. You guys can always check out his five fun facts on our YouTube, on our website, on my Instagram. And I will, of course, be re-promoting that for obvious reasons. And then, of course, I mentioned Brandon Ayuk earlier. Nothing apparently has changed there. And then, of course, there's Trent Williams, who is holding out. And that is a very key piece to this San Francisco 49ers team, because as you guys have heard me say many times on this podcast in the offseason, I would be concerned that the 49ers are one Trent Williams injury away from the season falling apart. So one would assume, and I guess we shouldn't do that much assuming, but one would assume they will get this figured out. The Brandon Ayuk situation is an interesting one. He's been watching practice. He was at the preseason game, the home preseason game on Sunday night. I do believe he wants to stay in San Francisco. It's just, can they get this done? And that is going to be the million, and by million, like $30 million question that the 49ers are going to have to figure out. And they've got two important positions in which to figure this out. The Ricky Pearsall factor becomes an issue as well, because like I said, he has not participated much in camp. He has not participated in any preseason games. Obviously, when will he be ready to be in a game? When would he be in football shape? And he is a rookie. So that is a whole other thing to look at. So Tuesday becomes an interesting day for a team whose roster for the most part is pretty set. It becomes an interesting day. Linebacker is another place that's interesting. So we've got a few positions to watch. It makes the preseason game for sure worth paying attention to. I know watching preseason football is not always the most fun, but it certainly makes the preseason game worth paying attention to. And Kyle Shanahan has said that he will be playing some of the starters. This, I guess, will be their dress rehearsal that they call it. I don't think we will see the starters in there very long. Will be interesting to see Brock Purdy. He did play the other night. He played a few series, more than I think they wanted him to, but there were a couple of three and outs. He didn't really have any of his normal supporting cast around him. So I imagine we'll see a little bit of Brock Purdy, but then we'll be turned over to Josh Dobbs, Brandon Allen, and maybe some Tanner Mordecai. Josh Dobbs in the second preseason game at Levi's on Sunday night certainly established himself as QB2. And so I believe that that QB2 quarterback competition is probably over. Josh Dobbs just really showed what makes him special. The Pastronaut, as everybody likes to call him, had a great game. He was able to use his legs. He was able to be successful in the air. He was accurate. He was all of the things. So I imagine maybe we even see him and maybe more Brandon Allen and Tanner Mordecai. And the other thing to think about in this game is a lot of these guys who aren't going to make the 49ers 53, because this is a pretty set roster, are auditioning for other teams out there. So these games really matter to the people playing in them. Kyle Shanahan talked a little bit about how he had Clay Kubiak calling plays the first two preseason games. I think he had said he had not decided what he was going to do for the third, but he found it a little more relaxing. He'd never done it before. He said the reason hadn't done it in the past is he didn't want the players to feel that he was making it less important, but he wanted to try it out, and it's been good for Clay Kubiak, and I think it's been a nice, maybe little respite for Kyle Shanahan going into the season. So that is pretty much what I've got for today's episode of the Tracy Sandler Show. Just wanted to prep you guys for the third preseason game for roster cutdown day, please feel free to send me a note on X or Twitter at TracyFGSN and let me know what positions you're interested in seeing in Friday night's game and your thoughts on the 53-man roster coming up. We are brought to you by FIVO. As I said, you can find me at TracyFGSN on X. You can find me on Instagram at Tracy Sandler. Follow our brand Instagram at Fangirl Sports Network. If you liked what you heard here, and I know you did, please give me a great 5-star rating and a super positive review. And with that, I will talk to everyone next time to talk about the roster and looking ahead to week 1. Bye, all.